Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum. Maseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
This shiur is on Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. Let's take a look at the Gemara. About two-thirds of the way down the Omid, there's a shakla v'tari between Rav Adrahava and Rava. And the Maskanas of Gemara, as the Ruth and the Rambam both paskin, is that an almana is nizenis from the nechasim of a makabah matnas shchiv merah. Not only one who's nately mishum Yerusha, the almana is nizenis minachasav, but so too one who's nately mishum matana, also the almana is nizenis minachasav. And Zak the Rif, the reason why, is based on the words of Rava and Daf Kufla Mitzayin, where Rava said that a matnas shchiv merah is only chal la'achar gemar hamisa. Zak the Rif, if the matnas shchiv merah is only chal la'achar gemar hamisa, that means that it's Bahadi Adodika Asyon with the Zuchus of the Almana. The Makab Matana's Zuchus is no more Muktam, is no earlier than the Isha's Zuchus. Both are Chal Acha Gamar Misa. Since they're Bahadi Adodika Asyon, the Almana is able to be Maitzi her Nechasim from the Makab of the Matana. The Ksois insemination of Bays, Sivkat and Bays. The Ksois is bothered by this explanation of the Rif, because the two Zuchusim are Bahadi Adodi Ka'asyan, that's a Siba why the Almana could be Maitzi Har Nechasim? Adarabba, if the two come at the same time, they both have equal power, so we should say Yachleiku. The way the Ksais asks the Kasha is that we should say Yachleiku. The Emes is one could have asked the Kasha maybe even more strongly, that if the two Zuchusim come at the same time, so we should say HaMaitzi Mechaber Leparaya. The Makabam Matana, he's holding the Nechasim now. The Amana wants to be Maitzi from him to get her Mezainis. So we should say maybe that since they're Bahadi Adadikasyon, so Hamaitzi Mechavarel of Haraya, Hamid Nechasim Biyar HaMuchzik, and she shouldn't be able to take away. And the Ksais here in Rishon Beis doesn't say that. But the emphasis is Rabbi Kiva Eger and Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Yud Beis, who boizos from Yishenim, that there's a klal, that whenever there's a Bal Choyv and there's a Lekuchais, and each Zuchus came at the same time, the din is that we're not Maitzi at all, because Hamein Nechasim B'yad HaMuchzik. In order for the Bal Choyv to be able to take away anything, you need his Zuchus to be Muktam to the Zuchus of the Lekuchais. According to that, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Kol Shekein is a Kasha. On the Rif, how could the Rif say that since Bahadi Adodi Ka'asyon, so the Isha could be Maitzi, the Almana could be Maitzi, her Nechasim could be Nizainis Minachasav, Adarabba, the Makal Matana should keep the Nechasim because the vial there in his hands, so it should stay in the hands of the Mochzak. The Ksais is asking the same Kasha, but he doesn't ask it as strongly. He doesn't say that she shouldn't get anything at all, but he says it should be Achleiku. But I'll call upon him, the verity of the Rif don't make any sense, Lachayra. The Rif says that since they're Bahadi Adodi Ka'asyon, so she takes it away from him. Mehechatesi. If they're Bahadi Adadi, so they're equal. So why should her Zuchus be any better? Why should her Zuchus prevail over his Zuchus? And the Ksais points out that the Rambam, the Derech of the Rambam is to bring down the Rif, and he brings down over here something similar to the Rif, but he's Mishana. See, in the Gemara, it didn't say anything about which Zuchus comes first or second or equal. The Gemara didn't, left that out altogether. The Rif introduced this idea that the halach of our Gemara is based on the fact that a matnas shchimra is only chal achar Gemara misa, so the Bahadi Adodi Ka'asyon. The Rambam follows be'ikvais harif, and he's mazbir our Gemara that the pshat is because, like whoever says on Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin, that a matnas shchimra is only chal la'achar Gemara misa, but he adds a hisafa. He says, and the zechus of the almana is chal im Gemara misa. The zchus of the makabel matana is chal la'achar gemara misa. The zchus of the isha of the almana is chal im gemara misa. Memela, her zchus is muktim to his zchus. That's why she can be mitzi from a nechasim. The way the Rambam says it over, it's very gishmak. It's very mistabra. I understand now what the Gemara says, that she's nizainis min nechasim because her zchus comes before his zchus. But that's not like the Rif. So that which they argue, that seems to be machlekes the Rif and the Rambam about when taka the zechus of the Almana is chal. Is it chal im gemara misa? Is it chal achar gemara misa? In kan makoymai. But the machlekes in lomdis about what would happen lu yitzri, you have two zechusim that are chal bahadi hadadi.
The Rambam is saying that she's able to be moitzi her mezonis because her zechus comes first. The implication is that if the chal b'hadei adadi, she wouldn't be able to be moitzi anything. Taka like Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, the Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Shulchan Aruch boys it from a Ramban. The Rambam sounds also like that, and that seems mistaber. But the Rif is saying that the reason why she's able to be moitzi her nechus and her mezonis is not because her zechus comes first, but because b'hadei adadi ka'asyan. So in fact, the Ksais, that's for alumnus, is just that because of the Bahadi Adodi Ka'asin, so therefore she should take away from him. Other Rabba, in fact, the Ksois Zol Design Yachlaiku, and Lachar, one could have asked even better, let the Makal Matana win rather than the Almana. And for the Ksois, Pshan and the Rif, is based on a Gemara in Temura Daf Chaf Hei. The Gemara over there is not talking about Zechusim and Kinyonim, but the Gemara over there is talking about Chalaisim. The Gemara over there declares a shayla. A person has an animal that's being mevakeh, that's giving birth to a bechar. And the Avada of the Torah says that the bechar has a certain kedusha. There's a kedusha's carbon, bechar, kachim kalam. What if the owner says the harezei oila? So if a person says on a bechar that was already born, harezei oila, so ein bedvar of klum, it's already a bechar, you can't make it into an oila. If the person would say before it was born, harezei oila, so then it would be an Ayla. Even though the Torah says that it should be a Bechar, but it's already an Ayla, so it'll be an Ayla. What if the person says, Im Yitzias Rubai, at the same time that it's being born, the person says, Harezi Ayla. And at the same time, you have his words, and you have the animal being born, which is a Siba for it to be a Bechar, so you have a Siba for both Chalaisim at the same time. The Kedushas Ayla and the Kedushas Bechar. Which one is Adif? That's the Shal of the Gemara declares. And the Gemara then shtels it to a similar case where you have a farmer who is collecting tvua and he drops a piece of wheat. And the Torah says that whatever he drops is leket and is hefker la'aniyim, v'loy la'ashivim. If before he dropped it, he would have said harei zeh hefker, before it became leket, it would be hefker. And then it would be hefker la'aniyim u'la'ashivim. On the other hand, if he would say harei zeh hefker after he dropped it and it became leket, you can't make it hefker, it's already like it. It'll be laniyim v'loy la'ashirim. But what about if he says it as it's falling out of his hands? Im nishiras rubai. On that, zakli gemara and temura, the halacha would be, the gemara borrows a terminology that we're familiar with from the sugya of shlichus. Kedushin dafim gimel, ein shlichat v'arveira. Because divrei harava, divrei tama, divrei mishayman. Now this sugya over here has nothing at all to do with shlichus, but the gemara applies the same terminology. And what it means is that if there are two chalaisim that are coming to be chal at the same time, we have to look at what power, what authority is making each chalais. The din leket, that's what the Torah says. That if something falls out of your hand, it should become leket. The din hefker, that's just what the farmer said. The farmer said, I want this piece of wheat to be hefker. The Torah says, I want it to be leket. The farmer is saying, I want it to be hefker. The Torah's words prevail over the words of the farmer. The zel bazach, zok di gemara, the Torah says that when an animal is first born, a bechar, it should have a kedushas bechar. The owner says, I want it to have a kedushas ayla. Even though avada, the din that if you say harezei ayla, it becomes an ayla, is a din deraisa. It's also a very high authority, the din of the Torah. But it means, but the choice that this particular animal should be an ayla, or this particular piece of wheat should be hefker, that's not from the Torah. The Torah never said, I want this animal or this piece of wheat to be a oila, to be a hefker. That's just this individual guy. He had that idea. That's called Divrei HaTalmud. While the din that a firstborn should be a bachar, and that what drops from your hands should be leket, that's the din of the Torah. That's the Divrei HaRav. Even though over here we're not talking about a din deraisa, we're talking about a Takanas Chachamim. The Takanas Chachamim of Mezainis of the Almana. The Torah said that a man dies, his Almana is Mezainis Menachasav. That's a Takanas Chachamim. When this guy dies and he says that I want my Nechasim to go to so-and-so, that's a Divrei HaTalmud. That's not a Takanas Chachamim, that which so-and-so should get. Avada the din, the Divrei Shechiva, Kesuvim, Kesuvim, I mean, that's a Takanas Chachamim. But the Chachamim never said that this man, Yankel, should give his nechasim to Beryl. This guy Yankel, who's on his deathbed, and he says, I want Beryl to get my nechassim. So who said that Beryl should get his nechassim? Yankel said so. That's a Divrei HaTalmud. Who said that his almana should get his nechassim? Takanos Chachamim. So Zok the Ksoitz, it's a Divrei HaRav, a Divrei HaTalmud, a Divrei Mishemin. That's why if they're Bahadi Adodi Ka'asyon, like the cases of the Gemara and Temura, Zok the Rif, the almana Zuchus prevails, and therefore she's mitzi from the Mekab Matana, she's Nizainis Minachasov. Now, after the Kseis gave this Hezber in the Rif, after he finished the Sefer Kseis HaChayshin, and this was his Hezber in the Rif, the Kseis revisited this Rif later on in the Sefer Avni Meluim. And in Avni Meluim, Sim Kuf Gimel, Sifkot and Dalet, he refers again to this Rif, to that which the Rif said, that the Pshat, why the Almana is Nizainis from the Nechasim of the Makabal Matnah Shchimera, is because they're Bahadi Adodika Asyon. And it refers again to his kasha that lachayif hakert if the bahadi adodika asim some hechtes she should take away from them, maybe they should take from, maybe they should keep it, or maybe it should be achlaiku. And he refers to what he wrote in the sefer kseis achayishin based on the gemara and temura daf chafei. And then zok the avnim meluim that laachar ayin, after thinking about it further, he thinks it's a pashat of pshat, because the emes is this kasha that why should she be mitzi from them? I heard zechus is no more muktim than their zechus. It's not just a kasha on our sugyo where it's Rav is mechadish that she could be mighty even from a makabal matana. You could ask the same kasha on the algamein adin that an isha is mighty her nechasim her mezainis from the yershim. A regular case where nothing was given away, there was no matana, a man died, so there's a takanas chachamim that the almana is nezainis from her from the nechasim that he left over for the yershim. You could ask, but her zechus is only chal achar misa. The Yerushim, their Zuchus is also Chala Achar Misa, so it's Bahadei Adodika Asyan. So why is her Zuchus any better than their Zuchus? But Avada, like the Avni Mumum, Avada, that's a Klotz Kasha. Because even though in regular Hilchus, Baal Choyv Moitz Miyana Lekuchais, maybe you need her Zuchus to come before their Zuchus, but over here there's a special Tekanus Chachamim. Kach Tiknu Chachamim. That an Alman Shabin Zayn is from the Nechasim that the husband leaves over. So even though her Zuchus has no earlier than the zechus for the Yerushim, but there's the karnas chachamim that she should be nizainis from those nechasim. So since you really have that kasha on every case of an amana being nizainis, and the Torah says kach teknu chachamim, so all we need in our sugya is to explain that the zechus of the makabal matana is no better than the regular zechus of the Yerushim. So zok the Rif, they're also only zeicha la'achar misa. Just like the Yerushim only Zeicha L'Achar Misa, they're also Zeicha L'Achar Misa. They're not Zeicha any earlier than the Yerushim are. They're not Zeicha any earlier than the Isha is. But mainly, just like the Isha could be Maitzi her Mezainis from the Yerushim, she could also be Maitzi from the Makabal of the Matana. Avad in regular Hilchas Baal Choy being Maitzi Miyad Al-Huchais, maybe it wouldn't help that it's Bahadei Adodik Asin. But over here, all we need to show is that they're no better than the regular Yerushim. They're Bahadei Adodik Asin. She's always Maitzi her Mezainis from people whose zechus is bahadi adodi with her zechus. So too, if those people are makabal matana, she can be meitzi her mezainis from them, even though it's bahadi adodi. I want to have another discussion, talk about another very exciting aspect of this halacha that the Gemara says, that an almana is nizainis from the nechasim of a matnas shchimera. The Gemara had started with a havamina, with a savar of adabra ava kamei derava lememar, that it shouldn't be that way. That if this person is any rarely yershi, so he's neitlei mishum matana, then in almanasai nizainis minachasav. What was the pshat on that havamina? The Rashbam and the Ramaschav Imlav explained that it was based on a Mishnah in Gittin. The Mishnah in Gittin and Nafnam Ches is going through numerous takanis that Chazal made mepnei tikkun ha'olam, and one of the takanis that it says over there is in meitzin lamzain ha'isha v'habanos minachasav minishubadim mepnei tikkun ha'olam. That even though ordinarily every bal chayiv could collect a chayiv from the chasam shubadim, if Reuven owes me money, I could go collect property that Reuven sold to other people or gave away to other people. I could take from lekuch chayis or from makabli matana of Reuven. But the mezainis of an isha does not have that zechus that every other bal chayiv has. She can't collect her chayiv from nechasam mishubadim mepnei tikkun ha'olam, as the Gemara explains, because since it's a davar she'in le'kitzva, it's impossible for lekuches to be careful about this, to protect themselves, because there's no limit to the amount of the mezainis that what the bill might come out to. So therefore Chazal took away her koyach, they protected the lekuches, And they said that the Isha can't collect from her Mizanus from the Chasim Mishabadim. And Mela Zuck the Rashbam. Ravadi Rabbah made a lot of sense. Ravadi Rabbah said that if this person is anywhere in Liyosha, so he's Mikabal Mishum Matana, if he's a Mikabal Matana, so now he's like somebody that got it from the father, so that's the Chasim Mishabadim. And we know that an Isha can never collect from someone who bought property or received property in Mitzilim Mizanus Isha, Minachas Mishabadim. So therefore, Ravadi Rabbah thought that you can't collect from this person either if it's considered a chasam mishabatim. Rava told him, Amalei Rava, no. Migra Gara, if she could collect from the Yerushim, who was Zechus Dei Reis, the Kolchikin, she could collect from the Matnashchimra, who Zechus is only Midrabanan. But in the Pasha Pshat and the Gemara, we don't see how Rava answered Rava the Rava's Raya from the Mishnah in Gittin. Sefkal Sefet says that Eim Mitzilim was an Isha min chasam mishabatim, and this Makaba Matana, if he's Nightly Mishim Matana, so it's Nachasam mishabatim. So to that, it seems that it was for that kasha that the Rif was coming along to say, what we were just talking about before, the Shtickle Rif that the Ksais was downing on, where the Rif said that since Rav says on Dafka Flam and Zayin, that Amat Nashchimra is only Chal La Achar Gemar HaMisa, Memei Lezak the Rif, his Zechus didn't come early enough. The implication of the Rif is that if his Zechus had come earlier than Anachanami, the Isha couldn't collect from there. But since his Zechus came, didn't come early enough, it came no earlier than the Zechus of the Almana, so therefore the Almana could collect from there. Frek the Ramban, that if that's what the Rif means, then the Rif is a Pella. The Rif seems to be saying that the Mishnah in Gittin, that Im Maitim Zayna Isha Va'abana Is Minachas Meshubadim, is only talking about Nechasim that came Meshubid before the Almana Zechus came along. A refrek the Ramban, but it's Mavur Lahedya, not like that. In the Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Samach Tes, it's Mavur Lahedya, that even the Chasim that were sold not by the father, the Chasim that were sold by the children, by the Yershim, La Achar Mises Avihem, on that also the Isha can't collect her Mezainais. So here the Rif is dining on whether this was Chal a second before or a second after, Zuck the Rif, since it wasn't Chal before, so the Isha could collect. Frek the Ramban, even if their Zechus would come a year later, the Isha wouldn't be able to collect. If the Yershim, a year after the father died, sell Nechasim to somebody, would give away Nechasim to somebody, so that Makal Matana, his Nechasim are protected. Ain Maitzil Mazenus Isha V'Habadis Minchasim Mishabatim, even if that Matana or Mechira happened, La'akar Misa Sa'av. So why is the Rif saying that the reason why Rava disagrees, why Rava is wrong, why you don't have the takana of emitzim mazainis shababanis minchas mishabadim, is because their zechus didn't come earlier? But even if their zechus would come later, they should still be protected. Elamai, why taka was Rava wrong? Why taka zuk the Ramban? Is his matana not protected, and the isha could take away mazainis from there? The answer is because, like it says in the Gemara, because it's only a kinyan derabanan. And the takana of the mission in Gittin, Eimetzim Zainasisha Babanas Menchas Meshubadim, that's talking about somebody that had a Kinyan Dei Raisa. But this guy who only has a Kinyan Dei Rabbanon, that doesn't go into the takana, and therefore the Isha could collect from there. But now, the Shaila is L'chayr, so what did the Rif bring in his answer for? If the real answer to why L'maisa, the Isha could collect, and this Makal Matana doesn't have the protection of that takana in the mission in Gittin, is because it's a Kinyan Dei Rabbanon, so the Gemara gives one reason, the Rif gives another reason. So the Ramban said that the Rif's reason isn't sufficient, that's why you need the reason of the Gemara. But let's ask Farkert, if you have the reason of the Gemara, what do you need the reason of the Rif for? Why does the Rif bring in that the Ubahadi Adadika Asian, meaning that their Zechus came no earlier than her Zechus, if really that's Lemal Vele Mayrid? Because even if their Zechus will come after her Zechus, Be'etzim they should win, except that if their Kinyan is only Durabon and then she wins, so it has nothing to do with who comes first. So why does Rif bring in the Bahadi Adadika Asin as Zukhfrek Rabbal Chanan? And Zukhfrek Rabbal Chanan, again, it's Kavishirim, it's tough Membab, Zukhfrek Rabbal Chanan, Gavaldi Gavart. Rabbal Chanan says that there's really two dinim that restrict a person's right and Isha's right to collect from Nechasim Mishabadim. There's a takana of the Mishnah that from Mizaynus Isha you can't collect from Nechasim Mishabadim. But that takana is Negeya for Nechasim that were bought after the Isha Zechus came. What about Nechasim that were bought before the Isha Zechus came? They're Avada the Isha can't collect from, but not because of the Takana of the Mishnah. Over there, no Balchayv is able to collect. That's not because, meaning, the regular din that we all know about, that a Baal Chayiv, if Reuven owes me money, I'm a Baal Chayiv, I come to collect money from Reuven, he doesn't have cash, so I can collect karka, if he sold his karka, I go to the Lekuchas, I take the karka from there. But the most basic halacha in that sugya is that I can only go to the Lekuchas if they bought the money after if they bought the karka after Reuven borrowed money from me. But somebody who bought karka from Reuven before Reuven borrowed money from me, I rather can't collect nechasim from him. You know why? Because that's not meshubed. That's nechasim she'inim meshubadim. The whole taitch of nechasim meshubadim is that first I lent him money, that made a shibud on his karka, then he sold karka to somebody, so those lukuchas were buying nechasim meshubadim. But somebody that bought karka before I lent him money, that's called he was buying nechasim she'inim meshubadim. So Dr. Bulchanan, when we talk about the zechus of the almana to collect mezainis, and her zechus is chal when her husband dies and she becomes an almana, that's when she gets the zechus to collect mezainis. Any property that her husband sold while he was still alive, avada she can't collect from there. Not because of the takana of the mission in Gittin that ein meitzin mezainis yishim nechaz meshubadim. Fakert, mezainis in property that the father sold, that her husband sold, she can't collect from because that's nechasim she'inim meshubadim. The mission that says that mezainis ha'ishi you can't collect even from nechasim meshubadim, that's talking dafka about nechasim that was sold la'achar mises ha'av. If the children came and sold nechasim, on that's taka nechasim meshubadim, and ordinarily with the regular hilchas bal choyv she should be able to collect, but then there's a special takanim, they take an ha'olim, they suspended her rights for takanas l'kuchayt, and they said she can't collect from nechasim meshubadim. That which the Ramban says that the whole vert of our sugi is that it's a kinnidir abanan, that they didn't give her, they didn't give the special protection to the lekuchas against the mezainis ha'isha if the lekuchas only have a kinnidir abanan. That's true, legabe the special protection, the special takanum pnei tikkun ha'olam. But nechasim that were people that got a zechus in the nechasim that bought their nechasim or received their nechasim before she got her zechus, so then she can't collect from there, not because of the special takana, but because those nechasim are not meshubit to her zechus mezainis. So for that avad, it doesn't make a difference whether the kinyan was a kinyan d'oraisa or a kinyan d'rabbanan. Somebody who got a hold of nechasim before her zechus came along, avad, she can't collect from there, even if that person's zechus would only be a zechus d'rabbanan. The Meila Zokta Bukhanan like this. The Rif says that it's Bahadi Adodi Ka'asin, that since the kinyan of a matnash chimera is only chal la'achar gemar hamisa, so their zechus is no more muktum to her zechus. If it's not muktum to her zechus, memeila the nechasim meshubadim. If they're meshubadim, so be'esim she has a right. Nervos, there's the tekan of the mission in Gittin, that's the sovra avad abrav of lemeimar, and that there's a teretz, like the Ramban says, that since over here is only a kinyan d'rabbanan, so they don't get the protection of the mission in Gittin. But if there's a chus, if the man neshchimer would be chal before the Gemara Misa, then their chus would be muktum to the chus of the Isha, then avada the Isha wouldn't be able to collect. Because even if their kinyan is only drabbanan, but if they were kind of the nechasim before she got her zechus and the mezainis, then their nechasim are not meshubit to her zechus and the mezainis. Nechasim she'inam meshubadim avada she can't collect from, not because of the mission in Gittin. So mainly we need both. We need that the Bahadiyah Dodika Asim Amila, it is Nechasim Meshubadim. It's not what we were calling Nechasim She'inim Meshubadim. It's Nechasim Meshubadim. So Amila, she should be able to collect. But there's the Karnas Chachamim that in might see Lim Zainas Isha Vabadim Nechasim Meshubadim. So that it helps, that it's only the Kinyadir Abanan. So over here, they don't make that Mabnei Tikkun Ha'ilam, and that's why the Isha is Nizainis from the Matna Shemira. Next, let's come back to talk about the Divrei HaRambam that we mentioned before just in passing. The Kseis HaChayshin had made a contrast between the Lashon of the Rambam and the Lashon of the Rif. The Rif was Masber Ar Gemara and said that the reason why the Almana is gave her Mezainis from the Matna Shchimera is because they're Bahadei Adodika Asya and they come at the same time. And on that, the Kseis was bothered if they come at the same time, so Mechitesi, she should win more than the Mekal Matana should win. But the Rambam, the Kseis had said, he doesn't say that they come at the same time. He says that the reason why the Almanah's Zechus prevails is because the Almanah's Zechus Taka comes first. The Lashon of the Rambam in Perek Ches of Hilchas Zechiya, Halacha Ches and Halacha Tes, is Shemat Nashchim Re'ina Kena El Acher Misa, that's Halacha Ches. And then Halacha Tes, V'lokach Maitzim Imenu L'mzayinu Yishev HaBanis. Therefore, we take away from the Matna Shchemira from the Mezainis of the Almana, Mishim Shinas Chayvim Anachasim Bahem Kvar B'misa, Kaidim Shekanu Elu. So the Rambam is saying that her Zechus Taka comes first. So the Kseis was Ma'ir, that according to the Rambam, you wouldn't have the Kasha that he had on the Rif of Mehechet Heisi, she should win. The Rambam is giving a very nice Hezber in why she should win, because her Zechus Taka comes before his Zechus. The problem is that while the Rambam in Hilchas Zechia Taka says this, but there's another Rambam, the Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, in Perek Yud Tes Halacha Yud Gimel, this is the Rambam that's Mitzuyan on the side of the page in the Emish B'Ner Mitzvah, the Iker place where the Rambam brings down our Gemara. He says that we're Maitzi from a Matna Shchimira from the Mezainis of the Almana. And over there, the way the Rambam is Masbert is Mamish the same as the Rif. That the reason why we're Maitzi for the Almana is because they came at the same time. The Lashon of the Rambam over there, Be'erech, is as follows. Ha'ilu Matna Shchimira ina kreina ela la'achar misa. Hare ha-matana, v'chiv ha-mezeinais, b'yin ke'echad. Since the zechus of the matna shchimira only comes lachar misa, so the two zechusim come at exactly the same time. L'fikach al-manasai nizeinis minachasov. Mamish like the riff, that since they come of asachas, so therefore the almanu zechus prevails. We could ask a kasha on the Rambam, Mehechetes, the Almanah Zechus should prevail. That's not such a shvera kasha. We already have a teretz to it. But the kasha on the Rambam is that he can't make up his mind. Then in one place he says that the Almanah wins because her Zechus comes first. Then in one place he says that the Almanah wins because they come at the same time. So the Lecha Mishnah over there, the Lecha Mishnah in Hilchas Zechia is Ma'ir the Stira. And the Lecha Mishnah over there says that when the Rambam says that the Almanah's Zechus comes first, he doesn't mean that her zechus is chal first, but he means that the takana, the siba for her zechus, which is when they got married, the siba for her zechus comes first. And even though the two zechusim are chal at the same time, but since her siba as zechus came first, so that's why her zechus prevails. Azay sheitin lecha mishnah. But in the Sefer Avi Ezri in Hilchas Zechia, Rav Shach talks about this steer between the two Rambams. And he says that the emes is that the kavanah of the Rambam in both places is something else entirely, not like what the Lecha Mishnah understood, and not like what the Kesef HaChoshen understood, that the Rambam was coming to talk about the seder of the chalaisim, which zechus came first and which zechus came second. He says because the emes is, even if we would take the words of the Rambam in Hilchas Zechia, which the Kesef had said that that's the easier way to understand the Gemara, that over there the Rambam says that the Almanah Zechus comes first, so then everything seems straightforward. Her Zechus comes first, so she wins. So she's Maitzi Harmazenis from the Matna Shchemira. But Zokhtav Shach, that the emes is that also wouldn't make sense. Because, like we mentioned earlier, the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Samach Tes says that Ein Maitzi Harmazenis Ha'isha V'Habanois from the Chasim Meshubadim, that means even the Chasim that got sold La'achar Misa Sa'ab, even if the Yershim sold the Chasim, so then her Zechus Zichr came first, but there's still a din that she can't take away from Lekuches, she can't take it away from Makal Matana. So you have the same kasha of why is the Almanah able to be Maitzi from there? So we mentioned before that the Ramban is this kasha, and he made the chiluk between a Kinyan Dei Reis and a Kinyan Derabanan, but the Rambam doesn't say anything about a chiluk between Dei Reis and Derabanan. The Rambam in Hilchas Zechia seems to be saying that the reason why the Almanah's Zechus prevails is because it comes earlier, but we know that it's not true. We know that even if her Zechus comes before the Zechus of Olei Keach, she still isn't Maitzi Harmazenes from Lekuchais or from a Makal Matana. So why then from a Matna Shchivmira is she, yes, able to be Maitzi Harmazenes? So in both places, the Rambam must mean something different. Zogt Rav Shach, that the emes is, it's not so clear when is a Matna Shchimera really Chal? We've been saying over, based on the Gemara and Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin, that a Matna Shchimera is only Chal Achar Misa. But there's a thesis at the end of the first parak of Gittin that says not like that, because the Gemara over there says that if somebody sends a Matana, a Matna Shchimera, he says, I want this to go to Pliny. And then it turns out that Pliny, the Makabel, dies B'chayei HaNeisin, the Matana is still Chal, and it goes to the Yerushim of Pliny. And all of the Rishonim are bothered that if the Matana is supposed to be Chal only La'achar Misa Sanesein, and the Makabel, like it says in Bava Basa Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin, but the Makabel is no longer alive at the time of the Misa Sanesein, So why is the matana chal altogether? So some rishonim over there say give terutzim based on the sugya of hoylich kischi, that maybe by matna shchimra there's more of a siva to say that it's kischi and then the schi is chal mechayim. But Tosis over there, Tosis and the Rosh say a chiddush that really a matna shchimra is chal mechayim. The Gemara says, but it's chal la'achar misa. What it means is that la'achar misa it's chal l'mafreya. But la'olam the chalais goes from the time of the divrei hashchimra. The takan of divrei shchimra k'ksuvin and k'masurim dami means that la'achar misa, meaning if he dies from that chayli and he's never chayzer from that matana, then the matana will be chal l'mafreya from the time of the divrei shchimra. Other Rishonim don't want to accept this because they say Lamaisa the Gemara Rav Abbas stands not like that, but that's the chiddush of the Tosfos. That's the Ran's kasha. The Ran says no, it doesn't stem with the Gemara Rav Abbas. But Tosfos says that even though the Gemara Rav Abbas says that it's chal la'achar misa, what it means is la'achar misa it's chal l'mafreya. The chalais is going to be l'mafreya from the time of the divrei shchimra. There's a Ksais HaChoshen in Simin Reish Mem Hei who's been dayik that this is also the Shittas HaRambam, because the Rambam says that the Makabel can't refuse the Matana. That if the Makabel says that he doesn't want to be Makabel the Matana, that's not going to make it not Bichal. Even though when you give a Matana la'achar shloshim yoyim, either one could be Chayzer in between. But when it comes to Matna Shchimra Hagam, that the Nesin could be Chayzer, but the Makabel is like, the Rambam can't be Chayzer. So the Ksos over there in Reish Mem Hei is Masber, that Rambam based on the Tosfos over there in Gittin, that the Rambam also holds that the Kinyan is really Chal L'mafreya. Avad of the Nosein retains the right for himself to be Chayzer. But as long as he chooses not to be Chayzer, then the Matana is Chal L'mafreya, and therefore the Makabel can't be Chayzer. So Al-Kol Panum, the Ksos says that the Rambam also goes with this Yisayit of Tosfos, that a Matna Shchimra is Chal L'mafreya. Zok Rav Shach, this chiddush of Tosfos, of the Rambam, of the Ksos, that Matna Shchimra is Chal L'mafreya, it's not stam that they were meisif another Knech. Chazal were mesaken that it should be Chal, and they were mesaken that it should be Chal L'mafreya. The pshat is that which is Chal L'mafreya, that's the whole lumdus of why it works. Chazal wanted a Matna Shchimra to be Chal, so that it shouldn't be Shalosh Tichrif Data Yalov. They said Divrei Shchimra should be Chal, but the problem is that since he means to be giving a matana la'achar misa, ve'ein kinyan la'achar misa, no kinyan could be Chal la'achar misa, so how could it be Chal? So in order to get around that, in order to make it yes be Chal, they said that it should be Chal l'mafreya. So this knech that it's Chal l'mafreya, that's the way to get around the problem that in kinyan la'achar misa, that's the way they enable the Matna Shchimra to be Chal. When were they moisif that kinesh that it should be chal l'mafreya? When they wanted that the kinyan should be chal. That's l'toivas, the nice saying, l'toivas, the makabel. They wanted that a matna shchimra should be chal. So they said that it should be chal l'mafreya. Any time that chazal for care didn't want it to be chal, l'mashal, if it's going to interfere with somebody else's zechus, chazal didn't have a preference that to satisfy the Shchimra and his Makabel Matana rather than someone else, Lamashal, the Almana. And Almana has a Zechus in Nechas, in Mezeinais, from the Nechasim of her husband. If the Matna Shchimra is going to interfere with her Zechus, so in such a case, Chazal didn't want it to be Chal. So how did they prevent it from being Chal? So they said that they didn't make that Knech that should be Chal Amafreya, Memela the Divrei Shchimra blibes of Kinyan La'achamisa, the Ein Kinyan La'achamisa, Memela it's not going to be Chal. In both places in the Rambam, when the Rambam says that the Almana is nizainis from the Matna Shchimra, because the Matna Shchimra is only Chal Achar Misa, he doesn't mean chronologically this one comes, that the Almana's Zechus comes first, or that the Almana's Zechus comes at the same time in Meila Ashtagal Teira, that therefore hers prevails. When he says that the Zchus of the Makabel Matana is only la'achar misa, what he means is, and therefore it's not chal altogether. He means to say that since a matna shchimra, as far as the words of the shchimra are concerned, it will be chal la'achar misa. The only reason why it would ever be chal mechayim is if Chazal wanted to make a takana to make it be chal la'mafreya. when it interferes with the schus of the almana, so they didn't want to make that takana. So therefore, it's not chalam afreya. So the mashal, when he says in Hilchas Sechiya that the manashchim ra'ini kaina al achar misa ulakach mitziyim imena lemezayin ha'isha, because neschaybo and chasim kvar b'misa kaidim shekano elu, he doesn't mean her zechus comes first and the makabal matana zechus comes second. He means that since her zechus is here, since she has a zechus to be kind of these nechasim, the manashchim ra'is b'chal never chal, because the kinyan la'achar misa, ve'ein kinyan la'achar misa. So it's not chal altogether. And when he says in Hilchas Ishus that they come b'fas achas, what he means again is that both of them, their sibah to be chal is only la'achar misa, and for matana, ein kinyan la'achar misa, so meil it's not chal. For the mezenus of the ishus, which is the takanas chachamim, there's no problem of ein kinyan la'achar misa. So it is chal. So he's not being medactic over there about whether the mezenus of the ishus is in Gemara Misa or La'achar Misa, but he means to say that both of them, they're coming La'achar Misa, and for the Almana, that's not a problem, but for the Matan Shchimer, it is a problem, because the Kenyan can't be Chal La'achar Misa. How is it ever Chal? Usually it's Chal because Chazal made a Takana that it should be Kenyan L'mafreya. But when it interferes with this Chus of the Almana, they didn't make that Takana, so maybe let's not Chal L'mafreya. So B'kitzer, Rav Shach is learning that the Rambam in both places, he doesn't mean like the other Achreinim had understood, that he's giving his man of when the Matan Shchimer is Chal, and since it's Chal La'achar Misa, so it's Chal later than, or at the same time as, the Mezainis of the Almana, the Zchus of the Almana, and that's why she takes away her Mezainis. What he means is that when the Rambam says that the Matan Shchimer is Chal La'achar Misa, what he means is that since over here it's shepherding somebody else's Zchus, so they didn't make the Knech that we saw in the Tesis and Gittin, that it should be Chal La'afreya, but maybe it blibes a kinyan la'achar misa, and then it's in chal at all. The Gemara at the bottom of the Amud comes to the sugya of acharecha. Nechosai lecho v'acharecha l'plaini. And whenever we come to the sugya of acharecha, the ikker maramakam in Rishenim is the balamar and the ramban. On the Gemara daf kuf chav vav, the story of the ahisafta. Over there, there's an arichus in the balamar, and an even greater arichus in the Mochamas Hashem, where they go through all the sugyos of acharecha, and daf kuf chavav, and daf kuf lamed vav, and daf kuf lamed zayin, and elsewhere also. And b'sei chadvarim, the Ramban brings in our sugya and brings a raya from the Gemara over here to his shita. So let's say over b'kitzer nimritz, the ikir nekudes of the machlekes between the balamar and the Ramban be'ezras Hashem. The balamar's shita is that kol ha'omer acharecha is ka'imer me'achshav dami. The Balamar holds that the whole yisoid of how acharecha works is because it's ka'imer me'achshav dami. Because be'etzem, the whole din of acharecha is a grace of pella. From where do I have the koyach to give it to the second guy, to the sheni, if I already gave it away to the rishon? Here I gave my nechasim to Reuven, and then I say that when Reuven is finished, when Reuven dies, it should go to Shimon. But if before Reuven dies, it belongs to Reuven, so then it should go to whoever Reuven says it should go to. How am I a Bailam to decide who it should go to after Reuven if it already belongs to Reuven? So Elamai, like the Balamar, not that the Balamar speaks out all of the, that this is his Hechrach, but Al Kaparim, the Balamar learns that Acharecha always works with the Mayachshav, and when that is Marviach, that's how the original Bailam has the Koyach to give it to the Sheni. Because he's giving it to the Sheni from now. Right now, he's the Bailam, and he's saying that the Rishon could use it for a time, and then after the Rishon is finished, he's giving a Matana. He, the original Bailam, is giving it as a Matana to the Sheni. So if the Sheni then is Zeichel Mafreya from now, then I understand how the original Bailam has the Koyach to give it to him. So the Balamar Shita is the Kala Oimer Acharecha is Ka Oimer Me'achshav Dami. And the Ramban argues, the Ramban holds that we pass in kol oimer acharecha is lav kol oimer me'achshav dami. Avada, there's a shita, there's Rav Huna, Nav Kuf Chavov, that says that it's kol oimer me'achshav dami. But it's before in the Gemara that we don't pass in like Rav Huna. Now the Baal Amar says that it's only legabe a certain prat that we don't pass in like Rav Huna, but the Ramban says, no, it's legabe this nekuda. When the Gemara says, las hilchas like Rav Huna, the Gemara means to say that kol oimer acharecha is lav kol oimer me'achshav dami. So then how taka does it work? If I gave it away to Reuven, so how do I then have Bailas to give it to Shimon when Reuven is finished with it? Well, here it's Reuven's already. I'm not a Bailam to give it away to anybody for after the time that it's Reuven's. So in being Masber, this difficulty in the Ramban. Reb Shimon Shkrop in the Mareches HaKinyonim in Perek Ches, Shtelz Avek Gracie Yisoid, that whenever a person has bailus on, let's say, a piece of property, so just like that piece of property could be divided spatially, we can make a shutfis that the right side belongs to me and the left side belongs to you. And it can be divided based on different hishtamshiyus, that I have zchusim in certain uses and you have zchusim in other uses. So too, Zokt Reb Shimon, a bailus can be divided chronologically, it can be divided by time. That I own a certain zman in the chayfetz, and you own a different zman in the chayfetz. Not like the way one would ordinarily understand. That bailus is only minageya to the present. If I own a piece of property, that means I own the now of that property. What about tomorrow? Tomorrow it'll be mine also, because it was mine today. There's a hemshech to the bailus, that because I own it today, that's a sibu why I should own it tomorrow. But the bailus of tomorrow doesn't exist today. It's neilad tomorrow out of the fact that I owned it today. Reb Shimon says, no, that's not the pshat. If I own a piece of property, if I own an enganzim with no shutfim, so the pshat is that I own the today of the chayfetz, of the karaka. I own the tomorrow of the karaka. I own the next year of the karaka. But those are all different slices of bailus that I own. And the main lezakt Reb Shimon, the Ramban holds, it's pshat on the din of acharecha, is that I could divide it up, I could slice it up that way and say that I'm giving Reuven the today of the property and I'm giving Shimon the tomorrow of the property. Because I'm the Bailam now already. I have a Bailus now on the tomorrow of the property. So I could give that to Shimon. So that's the din of Acharecha. Nechasai lechav Acharecha lepleni. I'm giving it to Reuven for the Kol Yemei Chayev of Reuven, and I'm giving it to Shimon for the La'achar Misas Reuven. That's not a lemafreya. It doesn't come to Shimon until after Reuven dies. The Reuven has a complete kinyan peiris and kinyan haguf while he's alive. He owns that zman of the property, and Shimon owns the following zman of the property. So the Ramban learns. So ad kan divrei Reb Shimon. Al kaponim, now let's come back to the Ramban. The Ramban learns that the din of acharecha does not rely on any me'achshav. Ad rabba, kol omer acharecha is lav kol me'achshav damin. Zokt Ramban, what's the raya? Because the Gemara daf kufla mezayin is machloek is Rebbe Mishum ben Gamliel, but the Gemara says that halachic Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, that if the Rishon sells the property, ein l'sheni ela mashashir Rishon. The Sheni only gets what's left over. If the Rishon wants to sell it, it's his to sell. Now, if the Baal Amar was right, that the Rishon really only had a kin peiris, really the ikar is given to the Sheni has a schus l'mafreya on the whole property, so how could the Rishon take that away from him? If the Rishon sells it, we should say that the Sheni is Meitzim Yad HaLakuchais. If the din was Taka, that Acharecha is Kamei Achshav, then the Sheni should be Meitzim Yad HaLakuchais. If we pass in like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, that Ein L'Sheni Ela Masha Shiyur Rishon, that's a Raya Zok the Ramban, that Kol Omer Acharecha is Lav Koimer Mei Achshav Dami. I'm giving Reuven a complete Bailis, like Guf full of Peiris, for the now, for the Kol Yemei Chayav, and I'm also giving to Shimon for afterwards. But if in the meanwhile, if before Shimon comes along, Reuven sells it, so then it's gone and never comes to Shimon. What does the Baal Amar say back to that halacha? How does the Baal Amar say that it stims that even though Kol Omer Acharecha is Kol Yemei Achshav Dami, and Shimon's zechus is the mafreya from today, but nevertheless, if Reuven sells it, then we say Ein L'Sheni Ela Mashashir Rishon. Zok the Baal Amar, because that which the Sheni is Zeicha L'Mafreya Me'achsha from today is only Al Tanai, Al Menas, that the first one doesn't sell it. That if it's left over from the first one, then I'm giving it to the Sheni Me'achshav. But if there's nothing left over from the first one, then I'm not giving the Matana to the Sheni. I'm saying the Chasei L'cha to Reuven. And then by saying v'acharecha l'pleini, what I mean is that if the Rishon leaves it over, then it should be yours, the kinyan aguf mehayoyim. But if the Rishon doesn't leave it over, then I'm not giving it to you. That's how the Baal Amar is mazbir the inyan of Ein L'Sheni Ela Mashashir Rishon. But the Ramban says no. The Ramban says that the pashtus of that halacha, the Ein L'Sheni Ela Mashashir Rishon, is that the Rishon has a complete kinyan from today. That the Sheni doesn't have anything l'mafreya, the Sheni only gets it after the Rishon, therefore Ein L'Sheni Ela Mashashir Rishon. So Nachamol, the Ikri Yisid of the Ramban is that Kolayim Racharacha is Lav Koyim Me'achshav Dami. The Melech of the Ramban, what's the Ikri Nafgamina and the Machalik Ramban and the Balamar? Zok the Ramban, let's say the guy will add the word Acharecha. He says, Nechase Lecha V'Acharech, I'm sorry, let's say, I mean the guy will add the word Me'achshav. Nachamol, the Nafgamina is, let's say the guy will add the word Me'achshav. According to the Baal Amar, adding the word me'achshav is not going to change anything because it's already coming from me'achshav dami. The word me'achshav is built in. So all the din that we have in the Gemara about acharecha are all including an understood me'achshav. And then when you say me'achshav, that's not going to change anything. But according to the Ramban, that the dinim that we find in the Gemara of acharecha are because kol'ayim me'achshav is lav coming from me'achshav dami. But if a guy will say me'achshav, then that'll change the din. So l'mashal, what din will that change? Zok the Ramban, that'll change the din of Ein L'Sheni El Mashi Shia Rishon. That was passing like I'm Shimon Gamliel Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin, the Ein L'Sheni El Mashi Shia Rishon. But that's only because Kolayim Racharach is Lav Kamei Me'achshav Dami. If a guy will say me'achshav, if a guy will say Nechase Lecha, V'acharach L'Ploini Me'achshav, then we wouldn't say that if the Rishon sells it Ein L'Sheni El Mashi Shia Rishon, he gave it to the Sheni Me'achshav, the Mafreya. So if the Rishon will sell it, the Sheni will be Meitz Mi'ara L'Kuchais. So that's a Machlekes Baal Amar in the Ramban L'Halacha. If somebody says, Nechaz L'Chav Acharecha L'Plani Me'achshav, according to the Ramban, then the Sheni could be Meitz Mi'ara L'Kuchais. According to the Baal Amar, no, it won't change anything. The Sheni still won't be able to be Meitz Mi'ara L'Kuchais. In Simin Reish Memches and Shulchan Aruch and Sif Zayin, the Machaber Paskins, that everything that we said so far, meaning he had just brought down the Halacha from Shimon Gamliel, the Ein L'Sheni L'Masha Shia Rishon, that's all as long as he doesn't say me'achshav. But if he says v'acharecha l'plani me'achshav, then we'll say that the sheni can be meitz mi'ara l'kuchais. That's like the Ramban and not like the Baal Amar. So adkan, that's the basics of the machlekes between the Baal Amar and the Ramban, the ikri nekudes. Now what the Ramban brings from our sugi is like this. What does it say here in our Gemara? That shalach le rav acha barav avya. The Divrei Rabbi Yechim breaking the Chas Alecha Vacharecha Leplanim Haya Harishin Roy LeYerushai Then Ain LeSheni Mamakam Rishin Klum. The Gemara says that there's a nafkamina between whether the Rishin was Roy LeYerushai or Ain Roy LeYerushai. The din of Acharecha only works if the Rishin is Ain Roy LeYerushai, because then he's Neitle Mishum Matana. So then you have the din of Acharecha that it goes to the Rishin for Kol Yemei Chayev, and then LaAchar might say it goes to the Sheni. The din of Acharecha. But if the Rishon is Roy LeYerusha and he's not Neitle Mishum Matan, he's Neitle Mishum Yerusha, then the words Acharecha LePlani are Betalim Umavutalim, Ein L'Sheni Klum, because the Rishon was already Zeicha Mishum Yerusha, Yerusha Ein LaHefsek. It's not possible to break a Yerusha, and like the Gemara says, Hu Savar, when the guy said Acharecha LePlani, it's because he thought it is possible to break a Yerusha. But since really Yerusha Ein Lehefsek, it's not possible to break a Yerusha, so the words Acharecha LePlani become batal. Nechase Lecha, it goes to the Rishon, and Geendik, it stays by the Rishon. When the Rishon dies, it goes to the Yerushim of the Rishon. Because once the Rishon has a Pateris Yerusha, not Pateris Matana, the original Bailam can't be Mafsik that. Look, the Ramban, Hanicha, according to me, the Kalaimer Acharecha is Lav Kalaimer Me'achshav Dami. You're not just giving the Rishon a Kenyan Paris and really it should go to the Shin. You're giving it to the Rishon. He's the Bailam. Call him a Chayev. After he dies, somebody else should become the Bailam. But the Vail, he's the Bailam. So then I understand there could be a din of Yerusha Ein Lehefsek there. It's his now. And he yarshened it from the original owner. So that can't be stopped. It can't be taken away from him. But if you learn like the Baal Amar, that Kala Oimer Acharecha is Kala Oimer Me'achshav Dami, which means that if the Rishon ends up never selling it, then it was never given to the Rishon b'teres a real matana. It was just given to him as a zchus, a shtamshus, and the peiris until he dies. But the guf was given me'achshav already to the Sheni. So how could you say Yerusha Ein Lehefsek? Good Yerusha Ein Lehefsek. If he owns something b'teres Yerusha, he won't lose that. But he never owned anything. All he had was a zchus, a shtamshus, l'chol yemei chayav. But the real Bailus, who was Me'achshav already, was given to the Sheni. So Dr. Ramban, from our Sugya, that the Gemara applies the din of Yerusha Ein Lehefsek, that if the Rishon was rarely Yerushai, then it stays by the Rishon and by the Yerushim of the Rishon, and it never goes to the Sheni. That's a raya, Zek the Ramban, the Kol Imrach Aracha, is love coming from Yachshto Dami. And Memela, Zek the Ramban, Shulchan Arach. Memela, it'll come out, that just like the Ramban said, that if a person will taka'ed the words Me'achshav, it'll change the din that we found on Kuf Lamed Zayin of Ein L'Sheni and L'Masha Shia Rishon. So too, Zek the Rama, if a person will add the word Me'achshav, it'll change the din of Arsagi also. In Arsagi, it says that if the Rishon was rarely Yershay, then it'll never go to the Sheni because Yerusha Ein Lehefsek, Zek the Rama, that's only as long as you don't say the word Me'achshav. But if you say the word Me'achshav, then we can't. Then we won't say Yerusha in Lehefsek anymore, because then the Rishay never got more than a Kenyan Peiris. As Chus Hashtam Shus L'Chol Yemei Chayav, and then once he dies, maybe we'll say it was really belonged to the Sheni all along. And so then, even though the Rishay was really Yerushay, nevertheless it'll end up going to the Sheni. So that's a raya that the Ramban brings from our sugya to his shita. And it's brought down by the Rama and Shulchan Aruch with this nafkamina. And the Rama also adds the Yeshemim, but there are those that say that they're not machalik, and even if you say Me'achshav, we're still going to say that if the Rishon was really Yersha, Yerusha ain't lahafsek. Zak tekseis, and Yeshemim ches, Sivka and Yeralef, what's b'shan the Yeshemim? The Yeshemim is like the Balamar. Whatever the Hezbollah may be, which the Kseis l'cher is, the Kseis doesn't explain so much how the Balamar will get around the Raya from our Gemara. But the Ksay says, but this much is for sure, that the only way that someone can argue with this Chiddush of the Ramah, meaning Ksay like the second Yeshemim in the Ramah, that even if you say Me'achshav, we're still going to say that if the Rishon was really Yerusha, Yerusha in Lehefsek, Zok the Ksay, the Pshat is because that second Yeshemim is like the Balamar, and holds that the whole din of Acharecha works with the Me'achshav. So there was already a Me'achshav built into the Gemara. When our Gemara said Yerushin Lahafsik, that was already working with the Lamdas of Me'achshav. But Mela adding the words Me'achshav isn't going to change anything. The Ksais is coming to Lafuki from others that had wanted to say that the Ramo was being Mechalik, even Bedas the Ramban. And the Ksais is saying, no. The Ramo is just saying that if you hold like the Balamar, that every Acharecha is already coming Me'achshav, then saying Me'achshav is not going to change anything. What's the Hezber, though, in that halacha according to the Balamar? That's Taka Tzarech Bir. So, again, to summarize in a nutshell, we have the Machlekes Balamar and the Ramban about whether an Acharecha is Kaimer Me'achshav. The Balamar holds that every Acharecha is Kaimer Me'achshav. The Ramban holds that every Acharecha is not Kaimer Me'achshav. And the Ramban says that from the fact that in our Sugya, we apply the rule of Yerusha Ein Lehefsek, that's a raya that Acharecha is not Kaimer Me'achshav. And the Meila Zuk the Ramban, and if one would add the word Me'achshav, then it would take away the din of Yerusha Ein Lehefsek. Let's talk about an inyan now that's a little bit zaitig to the main sugyas of Basra. The Gemara in Amud Beis tells a story about somebody who found a margalisa and brought it to the Gizbar to give it to Hekdesh, to sell it to Hekdesh. So the Rashbam asks a kasha, what does the Gizbar need a margalisa for? Avada for the Avni Cheshin Ve'ifoid, but for the Rashbam, but the Gemara in Yuma Daf Chafalav says, then the Bayasheni butli Urim Matumim. There was no more Urim Matumim, so what do you need the Margalisa for? And for the Rashbam, Eifid V'cheshen Miha Loi Batlu. That while the Urim Matumim was butl, but the Eifid V'cheshen itself was not butl. The Ein Kain Meshamish Balei Shemayna Begadim, because the Kain needs to have all eight Begadim. So the Gizbar was still buying a Margalisa for the Cheshen V'Eifid. I want to bring down the Gemara in Yuma Daf Chaf Aleph that the Rashbam is referring to, and say over the two pshatim that we find in the Rishonim in that Gemara, and then come back and see what we can learn from these words of the Rashbam. The Gemara over there says, there are five things, Chamisha Dvarim Bein Mikdash Rishon L'Mikdash Sheni. First it says, Urn V'Kaperis Ukruvim, which Rashi says is Kulu Chadim Milsa. And then the second is the Eish that was Yerid Ben Hashemayim. The third is the Shechina. The fourth is the Ruach HaKodesh. And the fifth is the Urim V'Tumim. So the Gemara says that there was no Urim V'Tumim in the second Beis HaMikdash. Tosfos writes, Avat, it doesn't mean literally that there was no Urim V'Tumim. Urim V'Tumim havu. There was an Urim V'Tumim. She'im le'kein ha'yei Kohen Gadol mechusar begadim. Kohen Gadol can't be missing one of the begadim. So Avat, there was an Urim V'Tumim. Ella Zuk Tosis le'hayu me'shivin le'nishalim b'hem. But Urim V'Tumim didn't work. you couldn't get an answer out of the Urim Tumah when you asked it a question, and that's what it means that when we say then in the second Beis HaMikdash, it was missing the Urim Tumah. Now, the Ravid is the kash on this Tosis, the Ravid is Hasagis on the Rambam Perek Dadal Fachas Beis HaBachir HaLacha Aleph, Avada, the Ravid is going on the words of the Rambam. In the Rambam himself, some learn that the Rambam means like Tosis. Others have a different pshat on the Rambam, but we'll come back to soon. But Al Kaponim, the Ravid asked the Kasha over there, which is the Kasha on Tosfos. If when the Gemara says that the Urim V'Tumim was missing, all it means is that it didn't work. Im kein frek the Ravid, heinu Ruach HaKodesh. That's what it means that the Ruach HaKodesh was missing. It says five things were missing. One of the five is Ruach HaKodesh. And another one is Urim V'Tumim. If really the Urim V'Tumim were there, just it didn't work. So what's that called? That's called that you're missing the Ruach HaKodesh. But then heinu hach. That's a Kasha the Ravid has. On Tosis, the Kesef Mishnah points out already that Rashi had a different pshat in Ruach HaKodesh. Rashi says that what it means is that Nevu was nostalgic at the time of the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash. But Akhoparim, the Ravid learned that Ruach HaKodesh means that they weren't able to get answers anymore from Shemayim. So according to Tosis' pshat, that's Hainu Hach with Urim V'Tumim. And then Zok the Ravid another kasha on Tosis, Va'oid She'in Zeh Michesh Min HaBegadim. This is not one of the eight begadim. Ephod is a beged, a chayshin is a beged. But the ksav of the Shema Mefurish that they put inside the kifle ha-chayshin in order that it should be meiru and metamim, that's not one of the begadim. You're not called a mechus begadim if you're missing the Urim V'Tumim. So for these two reasons, the Ravid doesn't like Tosis' pshat. Now the Ravid himself doesn't fear ois, so what's taka the pshat in the Gemara? But his kashas lead us to the conclusion that what he means to say is like the pshat that Rashi writes in his Pirush on Parshas Tetzaveh, where Rashi says he brings down this Gemara in Yuma, the Mikdash Sheni. It was missing the Urim V'Tumim, and Zok Rashi, but Mikdash Sheni hoya chayshen, aval oisei ksav loy hoya b'seichai. The ksav shema mefurish, which they would put bein kifle ha-chayshen, that was missing on the Bayis Sheni. So it comes out there's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. They're not both life and earth. The Tosis is on the Gemara. Rashi is on Chumash. But it's Machlekes Rashi and Tosis had to learn Pshat on the Gemara in Yuma Daf Chaf Aleph. According to Rashi, when it says that the Urim V'Tumim was missing, it means that the Ksav Shem HaFerish wasn't there. The Choshen was there, but the Ksav Shem HaFerish wasn't. According to Tosfos, Avada, the whole thing was there. If the Ksav Shem HaFerish was missing, that would be like the whole Choshen was missing. That would be called Mechusa Begadim. So Avada, the Ksav Shem HaFerish was also there. What does it mean that Urim V'Tumim was missing? It means just that it didn't work. It was Lo Hayu Meishivin L'Neshalim Bahem. Now we come back to the words of our Rashbam. The Rashbam writes, Nihid the Batli Urim V'Tumim, but then he says at the end, but the Eifed V'Cheshin Mi'ale Batli. So the Rehitus Hadvarim in the Rashbam is that he's come to be Mechalik between the Eifed V'Cheshin and the Urim V'Tumim. Eifed V'Cheshin were there, the Urim V'Tumim were not there. So that's not like Tosis L'Chayah. Tosis says that the whole thing was there. The Urim V'Tumim was also there, it just wasn't working. But the Rashbam is saying, even though the Urim V'Tumim wasn't there, but the Eifed V'Cheshin were. So that sounds not like Tosis L'Chayah, we would say, is like Rashi. But it's not quite like Rashi either, because when the Rashbam brings down that the Urim V'Tumim wasn't there, the Rashbam adds the words, Batli Urim V'Tumim Lishoyel Ba'en. Which sounds like Tosfos. But Urim V'Tumim Lishoyel Bahen sounds like it just wasn't working. Now, if he means it just wasn't working, but it was really there, then he wouldn't fear it at the end. But the Eifed V'Cheshin were there. The whole thing was there. So it doesn't sound like Tosfos, but it also doesn't sound like Rashi, because it sounds like it wasn't in Gansen missing. It just wasn't there Lishoyel Bahen. So L'Chair, this conflicting diyukim. Does it mean like Rashi? Does it mean like Tosfos? Let's throw in one more Ha'ara. That if we would say that he means like Rashi, that he's come to be mechalik between the Ksav and the Avanim, the Avanim were there, but the Ksav wasn't there, then why did he bring that Gemara into our Sugya altogether? What did he see in our Sugya that made him think of the Gemara in Yuma? Our Sugya tells a story about a woman who had a margalisa and she brought it to the Gizbar. Now, if the Gemara in Yuma, if the Ksav Shehem HaFirish is something different than the Avnei HaChayshan, so why should the fact that the Gizbar is buying an Avnei Cheshen be a steer to the fact that we were missing the Urim V'Tumim? Avadi, we were missing the Urim V'Tumim, but we have the Chayshin. There shouldn't be a steer b'chal. There's only a steer if you think that the Avnei HaChayshin and the Urim V'tumim are Hainu Hach, which is L'cher like Taisvis. So from the fact that Meshbam is Kasher, it sounds more like he thought like Taisvis, although then in his Teretz, he seems to be Mechalik and say the Avnei HaChayshin were there, just the Urim V'tumim was not. So the emphasis is that there's a third pshat. There's a third pshat, which some people say is the pshat on the Rambam. The case of Mishnah is not mashmah that way. If you take a look in the Sefer Derech Chachma, which is Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Likut of Pirushim on the Rambam and Sefer Avodah, he writes over there that he thinks that this is the pashtus of the Rambam. He says he's not making up the pshat. In the Sefer Mavtecha brings down that the Merkavas HaMishnah learns this way in the Rambam. Chaim Kanievsky says that he thinks that this really sounds more like the pashtus reading of the Rambam, but he says, in deference to his uncle, but he says, but the Chazon Ish didn't learn the Rambam that way, the Tzarachian. Al Kapanim, whether or not this is the Rambam's pshat, there's a makur for this pshat, the following pshat, in Rav Avram ben HaRambam, who wrote a Pirush al HaTorah, of which we only have his Pirush on Bereishis and Shemais, but we have on Shemais, on Parshas Tzaveh. And over there, he brings down, that first he says that there are some that learn, he says, and this is more supported from the Lashon of the Pasuk, that the Urim V'Tumim was something that was placed into the Chayshin. But then he says that the Pshat, what he calls Chazal's Pshat, is that there was no Ksav Shem HaMefayrish. It wasn't a foreign thing that was put into the Chayshin. The Avnei HaChayshin themselves were the Urim V'Tumim. When the Torah talks about the Urim V'Tumim, that means the power of the Avnei HaChayshin to answer questions. There was the Cheftza of the Chayshin with its Avan, the Eifei, the Chayshin with their Avanim. And then there was the power that they had to light up, to be Bailet, to answer questions. And that power is called Urim V'Tumim. Rav ben Rambam says, that's Chazal's Pshat, which is L'Cheri, is a Smuchim to say that that was the Rambam's Pshat. In the New Rambams and the Frankel Rambams, it brings down on the side and the Makaris Vitzuyunim that there's a Rambam at the end of Maseches Sota, the last Mishnah, or the second to last Mishnah, Maseches Sota, talks about how in the second Beis HaMikdash, the Shamir disappeared. The Mishnah mentions the Shamir, which is the worm that they use to engrave stones. The Rambam in his Pirush over there says, what's the Shamir? He says they used that to open the Urim V'Tumim. So the in the Makaris V'Tziyunim, L'Cher, they mean to say that that's mashma that the Avnei HaChayshin themselves were the Urim V'Tumim. Not like Rashi says that it was something that was placed into the Chayshin, but the Avnei HaChayshin themselves, that Hainu the Urim V'Tumim. So it's a third pshat. It's not like Tosfos learns on the Gemara that there was a Chayshin, there was the Ksav Shem of first that was put into it, and both of them were there, just the Ksav wasn't working. And it's not like the Ravid and Rashi, who also agree that there were two things. There was the Chayshin and there was the Ksav Shem HaFarish. But in the second place of Mikdash, only the Chayshin with the Savonim were there, but the Ksav Shem HaFarish was missing. What Rabbi Avram ben Rambam learns, and possibly also the Rambam, is that there was no Ksav Shem HaFarish. There was just the Chayshin with the Savonim. And that was there about in the second place of Mikdash also. Just in the second place of Mikdash, like Hayu Nish'olim Bahem, because it wasn't working. And if you take a look at the words of the Rashbam, that's mamash v'shteitin the Rashbam. The Rashbam, when he brings down the Gemara in Yuma, he calls it batli urim v'tumim lisha'il bahem, that it wasn't working anymore. But then he says, ba'if v'chayshin mi'alei batlu, but the stones of the if v'chayshin were still there. I asked before, why does he even bring in that Gemara? If Argamar only mentions stones and that Gemara is talking about a Ksav, whether it's saying like actually the Ksav wasn't there altogether, or it's saying like Tetz, the Ksav wasn't working, but if that Gemara is just talking about the Ksav, so why is it bringing into Argamar altogether? Teretz says there was no Ksav. There was just the stones. So if the Gemara says in Yuma that in the second place of Mikdash there was no Urim V'Tumim, the only Cheftza of the Urim V'Tumim was the stones themselves. So then the Pashut reading of the Gemara is that the stones were gone. So in fact, the Rashbam, in our Gemara, why is the Gizbar buying stones for the Eifer V'Chayshin? The Gemara in Yuma says that they were gone. And for the Rashbam, The Gemara over there only means that they were gone lishoil bahen. They were butli and redum lishoil bahen. But eved v'chayshin mi'alei butlu, meaning the heftza of eved v'chayshin didn't disappear. It just stopped working. So I understand why the Rashbam asked his kasha, and all he answers in his teretz is that, yeah, it was still there, but it stopped working. The mashma, the Rashbam works best according to this last pshat, the pshat of Rambam and Rambam, which is, again, many mefarshim say that this is also the pshat in the Rambam, that there was no ksav shem mefarish, it was just a special power within the stones. That's the best reading that we have here in the Rashbam. Let's just be messiah with the Geshmakam Nusada Agatita. The Gemara right before the Mishnah on Mabez tells a story about Haravach, where Avi was embarrassed that he had given the wrong psak, and then Rava saved him, and then Rava told him he shouldn't feel bad. Kari alei, ani Hashem b'ita achishana. So he saw the Rashbam's pshat, that it means I came just in the nick of time, and you could be sure that Kadosh Baruch Hu would always save you, that someone would give you the correction in the nick of time, and you wouldn't be on record with the wrong psak. But the Ritva brings down B'Shem Ibn Chananel, and he says, Hanochen, Kapir Shem Ibn Chananel, that what it means is this. Don't feel bad that you're not smart enough yet to give the right psak. It's because you're not 40 years old yet. And the Mishnah obviously says that Ben Arbarim Labina. But the moment that you turn 40 years old, Ani Hashem Be'ito Achishena, in an instant you're going to be filled up with all the Bina, with all the Chachman that you need, and after that you're not going to make any more mistakes in your Hayrois.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.